Tears Will Be Falling. Chaz and AJ in the morning.
That's a Kiss reference.
99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. Boss Keith in studio.
Hello.
He's agreed to 1 week from today, get on a zip line. If we could raise $5,000 for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus toy drive.
But good news, we're not going to raise it, so I don't have to do anything.
I don't know.
Okay.
And I'll just sit there.
Lumber Joe.
Okay.
$1,000.
Like hostage letter.
It's $1,000.
That's $1,000?
And that's a matched $1,000.
Yep.
That's $1,000. And then somebody dropped off $500 yesterday.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Mike. Thank you, Mike.
So that's $2,500, right?
Right.
Wait, we have Vaughn. A couple pledges.
There. Right. And then who's this guy over here? Want to just bring him in? Yeah, that was the point. Remember the point? we said I would point and you would bring him in.
She just ran away.
There was no rehearsal. There was no rehearsal.
No, we didn't rehearse it.
No, we didn't. No.
Okay.
No. Oh,
hey, walk right over there to this microphone over here.
Go, what's sir? He got? Yeah. What's in? He's got stuff.
Let's see. What do you got over there?
I got some cash.
How much?
Go ahead. Talk right into the mic.
$500.
Oh,
nice.
Look at his face, though.
He's so happy.
To be a thorn in your side.
You
right
two
now.
Seem too happy about this.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
What's your name? Where are you from?
John from Milford.
All right. What do you do?
Software developer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this.
Appreciate it.
The kids are going to benefit, and we're all going to benefit.
Hell yeah.
Dangle.
Right.
Dangle.
So we're still not there, though. So I'm still in the clear. We'll see you next week when we give you your money back.
I think when we looked at online and everything yesterday, with these donations that didn't come in yet, we were at $3,400.
So far away.
So
what
close.
A shame.
So close.
I guess return the reindeer costume that Ruth sent me last night.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, with cash in hand now, got the 1,000, the 2,500, so that's two. I can do math. Right. So we're there.
Well, no.
We're not. Oh my God.
No, we're at like $3,400 right now.
I'm just saying cash in hand.
Cash in hand.
Yeah.
Right. John from ProClean is on the phone. He comes to the toy drive every year.
He does.
He came with a truckload of turkeys to the Sam Tillery food drive.
Oh, well, yeah, cool. That was awesome, man.
Very generous man.
Huge heart.
Big time.
John.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
So what's the parameters is this? Is he going to get dressed up as Santa Claus?
No,
flying reindeer.
I'm a stupid reindeer.
He's
reindeer costume.
Off.
Yes.
He's rude.
Okay.
Off.
I like that.
He likes
how
it.
How high
great.
Is that? Do we know how high it is?
It's too high.
It's at least 25 feet.
Well, the ceiling's 65.
What?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
So you're around like 45, 50.
I don't love anything we're saying.
Now, can we put a lighted bulb on his nose?
Oh, have to.
He's
Rudolph.
This is already dangerous.
He's got a lead, Santa.
I know. It's dangerous.
Little kids go on a thing.
Well, before we do any of that.
In costumes.
Before we do any of that, we have to raise $5,000.
We need money.
So where are we at right now, guys?
$3,400.
We're at $3,400.
Yes.
So what's the math on
you guys? I'm going to give you guys $1,500.
No!
Somebody else has got to kick the $100 in, and you're good to go.
Oh, wait. Wow.
A little premature on the music. Okay, a little premature. It happens.
Yeah, a lot of guys. It happens to a lot of guys. Yep. It's called out.
All right, John, I know he's donating more. He's just telling us the cash that he's giving us.
Right.
He's bringing bikes and all kinds of toys.
You are so cool, man.
A week from today. Thank you, man.
Bikes, toys, everything, but I want to see him fly across the sky.
John, so, maybe you want to invest your money in something else. I mean, $1,400.
No, this is for a great cause. There could be no better cause than this.
Think about a meal you could have, a really big one. be excellent.
Have $1,400.
That's a hell of a meal,
about
man.
The wine.
What'd you eat, gold?
Yeah.
So now we're $100 away?
We're $100 away.
$100.
So this seemingly this is probably going to happen. So great.
Looks very close.
Yes.
Looks very close.
Right. Put on the flying shoes.
I should probably stretch or do something. Get ready for this.
John, ProClean.
Yes.
You and your staff.
Yes.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
we'll see you next week.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
We might need him after I poop myself up there.
I was going to say, your name will come up in a meeting at some point.
Right, right. Yeah. I might need ProClean myself.
Yeah, leave us a card. Leave us a card.
Jeff and Monroe.
I don't like it.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Like I do every year, I usually donate about $1,000 in toys.
So does that go towards the zip lining, I hope?
Where would you like it to go?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I think it should go towards the zip lining, and I'll be bringing the $1,000 in toys for the party.
Feel like that shouldn't count.
Now we sing. And now we sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe I said I need to see the cash. That's why this nice guy boss came Jeff, in. Yeah, show us the money.
See, boss, keep in
we'll
the air
see.
And screaming.
All right, again.
We're just going to need the money before the toy drive.
Yep.
Right, otherwise
is that possible, not, Jeff? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm bringing the toys. I'm bringing $1,000 in toys.
He's bringing it.
For the toy drive.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So you'll, all right.
Yeah, but I need to see it before 8 o'clock or nobody's going in the air.
That's right.
So
I'll
come
make sure
find
there
me.
Before 8 o'clock.
I'll all be right. the one
Thank
dressed
you.
As Rudolph.
Can't miss him. He's with a trap door.
All right.
Thank you for making this the best Christmas ever.
Thank you.
It's gonna be a real old-fashioned Christmas. Children and
Chaz too. And the tribe.
I gotta figure out. You know, I got things to do with that toy drive. I can't be climbing.
Like what?
I gotta talk to these bands, and there's donuts usually back
the,
there.
The Rum Runners may have a nice surprise for you. Oh, and by the way, the other $1,000 that came in that we confirmed came in, and he couldn't make it here today to deliver it, but he left a voicemail.
Hi, Ruth.
Wow.
It's Fred Pendergast. I'm calling in regards to the $1,000 donation. I just did it online.
Oh, okay.
But I'm laughing because when I heard that they were going to put Keith up to the zip line, I'm all, hell yeah, I'm in on this one.
Wonderful.
He better... I wish I could be there to watch all this go take place, but unfortunately, Ruth, I work long hours, and I love you guys. Keep up the great work, and I like to see everybody bust Keith's balls.
Oh, great.
Excuse my language.
The most wonderful time.
He's having too much fun with this bit. Too much fun.
For the most wonderful time of the year.
It is not.
All right.
Yeah, usually by 8, I'm like, we have a pizza back there.
It sounds like your goal is to eat yourself to such a weight they can't put you up.
Right. Sir, you are too heavy.
That zip line will be... He'll be almost walking on the floor.
He'll be dragging across the stage.
I don't like it. And it's it is not open, correct? Like, so they got to like open it for me or whatever? Are they going to test everything beforehand?
They're going to open it for you. I'm not sure about the testing, but that's fine.
Yeah, they're going to put a dummy in line.
Right. That dummy's going to be...
It'll be a live test.
So I got to climb the thing.
If you're going to eat a lot... Yeah, you're going to have to climb a ropes course.
Right, so I got to climb the thing, and then I do the zip line. So the clock, like, we don't know.
There's a whole,
I could be up there all day
you
for
could
all
get
we
stuck.
Know.
That's your motivation.
I'm sweating now. I don't.
I thought it smelled something.
Well, if you're going to be
like
eating
it.
Before you go up on this, we should have plastic so it's like a Gallagher show.
Right. Everybody wear a raincoat.
By the way, Ricky in the Twitch chat is making up a parody to Keith.
Oh, good.
Boss Keith the Loudmouth Reindeer.
You know what?
Oh, AJ, can you work on that?
I do a lot of nice things.
Okay.
All right.
At least that zip line doesn't go over the crowd. It's sort of to the left. So the good news is if I puke or whatever, it won't be on the people.
Right.
So
okay,
that's a
very
win.
Good. That's a win.
We hope. We hope.
I believe Santa Claus did it one year just for bits, like on his own.
Elvis.
So if Elvis can do it.
I remember looking up saying, there's a flying Elvis right now.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I was tripping.
But if he can do it, right, I should be able to.
You should.
In theory.
Again, I don't even go on Ferris wheels. Same idea.
By the way, we're at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven a week from today. Actually, right around now, Foghat will be on stage ready to do their second set, and by the way, the biggest stage we've ever had at any toy drive in 20 years.
Yep. Right, get there early.
So
you've got room. Right.
People from Long Island have been emailing me, is this for everyone?
Yes.
Just bring a new unwrapped toy, worth at least $20-25, and you're in.
We've moved some things around, too, so there's more space. Because we think there's going to be a big crowd because of everything. So we moved where the toys go, so there'll be a much bigger area for people to kind of spread out and see everything.
Nice. I hope people come now.
Nice. Right. Or it will be dead. Right. It'll just be me.
Well, there'll be plenty of room for everyone.
They need to clear the runway for Keith.
Jazz and AJ. You know, the Water Doctor. Boss Keith. Top 5.
Okay, today we're going to go over my top 5 wishes for Christmas. Most would wish for world peace or end hunger, but not me. This list is very Keith-centric today.
Okay.
As it often is. Okay, 5. Never snow. So FSB the other day said winter was it. So you don't talk to Scott Haney about anything related to the weather. It was like all Bee Gees this morning.
Yep.
But their team has come up with this whole thing, and they say winter is going to be warm and mild. It's going to be a very nice, calm winter.
Oh, wow. It's an El Nino year.
Wow. Which I guess is good for us, according to this article.
Nice. It doesn't mean calm. It just means higher temp. You don't even pay. You pay half attention.
I read the article. I clicked it. And
warmer
I read it,
temperatures.
And it said warm, and I said, great. So that means no snow. Now, I get that people like to ski. That's fine. It can snow from Enfield up. So Enfield up to Canada, great. South of Enfield, 72 and sunny. All February. Nice. That is my Christmas wish.
I'm not going to argue with him on this one.
Right, isn't that and perfect? Yes.
My guess is you're just under Enfield.
Right, I'm like, you okay, know, 30 great. Minutes out of Enfield.
I'm sure, Lama, good.
All right, so number 4. I am now, for the first time ever, the head coach of my 7th grade daughter's rec basketball team.
Yes.
You're a head coach.
I'm the head coach. Last year I was the assistant, and all you do is the assistant is like, you're doing a hell of a job. Well, you don't say hell.
You get to yell at kids all day.
Right, but as the head coach, you gotta, like, you know, be the coach.
You have to know stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So my next wish is that I don't embarrass my whole family and do a good job because I have zero coaching experience and I didn't play basketball. So I bought a book. I have a whistle.
Oh, no.
We're going to figure it out.
Book and whistle.
So the first practice is Tuesday. So this weekend, we're going to watch some YouTube videos.
You have to get those 1985 shorts.
You're going to learn from YouTube.
Right. Yeah. So Converse. Everybody I talked to said, just watch YouTube videos and, like, kind of go from there.
Oh, just watch Teen Wolf. You're good.
So if one of you could turn into a wolf, we'll be great.
give it time.
So we'll see how it goes. Last year, I thought I was fine. This is a little different.
What happened to the coach, the real coach?
He got bumped up, and now he coaches travel.
Wow.
I don't think the kid here is going to get bumped up. I think I'm going to be wrecked for life.
When in doubt, run the picket fence at him.
Right.
So number 3.
He doesn't even know that.
I don't know.
An actual fence, Phil?
I'm going to measure. In Hoosiers, he like
That's
measures
Hoosiers.
The floor.
That's what it is.
Yeah, right. Number 3. Wish 3. That this show reads its emails and pays attention in meetings. This is 13 years we've had this wish, but maybe 2024 will bring me the miracle.
Didn't we pay attention?
I got to say that you're the best one now. Somehow, Chaz, you have become the best reader of emails and payer attention person.
Wow.
But the rest of you don't talk to each other and don't pay attention to anything we do. So I get an email from you, and I answer it. Then I get the same email from Ruth, and then I answer it. And then Phil comes in my office and asks me the same question. You must, in 2024, talk to each other.
Talk as a group.
Talk as a group.
All right, that's my fault.
Make a team. Teamwork. That's
make
my
it,
way.
Make a team.
Make a teamwork.
We have email?
This is we're going to hear basketball references now for the rest of our lives.
Right.
We all need to be a team. Come on, team. We're going to be high-fiving at the end of the meeting. Right.
Pick and roll.
I mean, what happened? Open assist. Just sitting there. What happened?
Number 2. Wish 2. AJ and I have a similar wish here.
Uh-oh.
He wants to win the lottery, but I don't even want to go that far. I just want a money windfall. So I don't need $1 million. I like a random 25 grand to fall into my lap.
I do that.
Like, wouldn't it be great?
Yes.
If just this afternoon the phone rang and they said, Keith, there's 25 grand at your house. How do you want to get it? And I would say, right now, immediately.
I'll come pick it up.
Right. That's what I want. Would I spend it wisely? No. Would it be glorious? Yes.
What would you be willing to give up if the devil said, I'll make you a deal, 25 grand?
25 grand.
What would you give up?
3 hours less sleep.
Every night.
I think that's a good
for a one-time 25,000.
3 hours less sleep. So
I almost want to make that deal with you right now, just to see how you'll be.
Not great.
No, I'll never go to a meeting again.
That'll trickle down to us.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It would be not great.
Yeah, just stick your foot under the tire of an Amazon truck.
I need
good.
Right.
That works.
Right.
That works.
Oh! Guess what I'm doing this afternoon.
And my number one wish for 2024. The other day I heard the Attorney General speak. And by the way, when I saw him speak, he gave you guys a plug.
Really?
It was a Chaz and AJ plug. I was like, oh, that's fun. And he was talking about how they're suing Facebook and TikTok. But this wish is bigger. I want him to go after all the cell phone companies and somehow figure out that they're making us all stupid and they all get banned. And as I've said a million times, we all go back to landlines and that's that. Sorry, state of Connecticut. No more phones, thanks to Attorney General Tong. I think that works great. I think that should be his plan for 2024. Sue all the cell phone companies. Ban them forever.
My favorite part of this whole bit has been our donation has just been sitting there with his mouth open like, who is this guy? What the hell's going on?
He's been frozen in fear the whole time.
I told AJ before he came in, he's not going to need headphones.
No. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.